my Wrangler jeans from Walmart are legit my favorite go-to pants. They got that slim cut that's always fresh for going out.
Hey, what's up?
They're durable enough, even for my shift.
Order up!
And stretchy enough for when I want to kick back and chill with a movie. So basically, they can do it all, and on my budget. I mean, come on. You really can't beat all that. Shop your Wrangler pants at Walmart.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely, while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids' allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome, Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle, watch us, smileysports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's a vehicles contracting and rental yard auction featuring cargo vans, trucks, contracting equipment, go-karts, tractors, a military truck, toolboxes, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Man, how you feeling after a long weekend of work and some late nights?
You know, it's not optimum for me anymore, but got through it.
Yep.
Got through it, and I would say in relatively good shape, although that is determined by the eyes and the ears of the listeners and the viewers. So, but glad to be on the other side of it. And this week should slow down a little bit because within the next couple of weeks, we're back to full speed. So it's all good. It's all good. Hot weather, people trying to get through, but, I'm just glad to start the week off here.
You got through the weekend better than Daron Holmes. Time now for the lead.
The Lead is presented by Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
The Nuggets and Nuggets fans, I think, were very excited to see what this kid could do after the Nuggets traded up to get him. And now we won't be able to watch him until next season. Torn Achilles did that in the summer league debut on Friday night, out for the season. How big of a deal is this?
You know, I think it's a fairly big deal. I mean, anytime that you are talking about a perceived piece. Now, look, he's a rookie, and it's going to take time, and I would be careful about 26 minutes of action, 11.7 rebounds. But it was how he was doing it. He scored in down low a couple of times. He started a defensive play with a ball tip from behind that he ended up finishing back the other way in transition with the dunk. He hit a late three in the game. So he did some things that were least intriguing and just an absolute shame. It was fairly innocuous. He basically went up to defend a shot with just over 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. came down on it wonky, boom, end of the first year. A big deal, probably not a big deal because of when it happened, but a big deal in that this is a player that they moved up, what, six spots in the draft. They made an effort to go and identify this guy. This wasn't a person of interest for the Denver Nuggets in a position where they need depth. And that's one less piece that can provide that depth.
Well, I don't know if they needed depth at that position. As a matter of fact, we talked about Zeke Nagy kind of being the odd man out.
Right.
Now he's the new guy in, and we'll see how he plays because he's certainly going to get some playing time. You know, what I would have been curious to see is Michael Malone, who doesn't really like to play rookies extended minutes or give them solid looks. We have seen the history behind
that. Yes, we have.
How much would he have played?
Great question.
And we
don't know the answer to that one.
No, we don't.
No.
And now we're going to have to wait another year. And essentially next year is his rookie year. So how much is he going to play next year? With that, this is a real opportunity for a guy that was just handed a really big contract in Zeke Nagy. So now you have, instead of Holmes, I would think it would be Saric and Holmes coming off the bench to play in the front court.
That would have been my guess.
And now it looks like it's going to be Saric and Nagy coming off the bench.
My problem with Zeke Nagy is Zeke Nagy. I mean, I'll ask you, how long do we have to have an example before we know what we have?
Well, that's a good question for the guy who gave him a big contract. 4 years, $32
million. Yep.
What Nagy doesn't do, at least from the short amount of time I've seen of him play, and from the tape I've seen him play talking about Holmes, Holmes is a defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Najee's really that much of a defensive player. Here's something else. Yeah. Saric sure as hell isn't a defensive player.
No, you're not depending on him to defend.
It seemed like you had a guy in Holmes who was a defensive first player who, as he went along through college, learned how to score, learned how to block shots. He didn't learn how to have a wingspan, which is pretty wide anyway, but it seemed like he had the potential to have a pretty complete game, more so than Christian Brown coming out of college, more so than Peyton Watson coming out of college.
And haven't the Nuggets tipped their hand enough and shown their cards by the way that they went after Daron Holmes, what they really think of Zeke Nagy? Haven't they? Don't we have an understanding? I mean, the verbiage is all going to be, you know, we love him, we want him, you know, he's a piece of the...
I'm going to respectfully disagree with that.
Okay.
It's not what the Nuggets think of Zeke Nagy. It's what Michael Malone thinks of Zeke Nagy. Because Calvin Booth certainly thought enough of him to give him that contract.
Yeah, and so I guess we can debate to degrees what are the Nuggets. The Nuggets, I guess, basically, since we're working on the relationship and the communication between general manager and coach, I'm pretty sure Michael Malone will continue to make the decisions on minutes on the floor. But it seems to me at this point...
He's stuck now.
Yeah, he's stuck. I mean, I don't think
Zeke Nagy's going to play.
Yeah, he's going to play. He's going to play. And I don't know how much he's going to play, but I do think that they have a fairly good idea of who Zeke Nagy is, or more importantly, isn't.
What I liked about their bench, now let's not talk about Russell Westbrook right now.
Yeah, he's out of the picture until he's in it.
Yeah, right. He's not on the roster.
Right.
So the bench before the injury was Watson, Saric, Strother, and Holmes. Watson and Holmes, defensive players. Mm-hmm. They're on the floor at the same time. Both guys are, it seemed like, at least with Holmes, pretty good defensive players.
Yeah.
Saric is a terrific passer and an offensive-minded player. Strother is an offensive-minded player. So I really like that mix. Now you throw Nagy in there. He's a hodgepodge of average and you're lacking defensively, and you can make the case, I don't want to say average offensively, but what kind of offense are you getting out of him anyway?
Well,
at least with Holmes, you saw potential.
I am with you 100%, and I think that that is – I thought it was interesting that one of the strong messages yesterday during the broadcast was, we're not done. The roster isn't finished. You got Calvin Booth talking about adding a backcourt piece.
Well, he's probably talking about Westbrook.
Right, and he probably is, but my point
you're
is...
You're not getting a lot of defense there. You and I respectfully disagree.
Well, I think that he's not a consistently good player, but he is a guy in possessions who can be pretty good on ball. It's for Russell Westbrook, it's a matter of want to. It'll always be a matter of want
not
to.
Not anymore.
With Russell Westbrook.
How old is he?
35.
If he hasn't wanted to for the last 14 years, he ain't going to want to now.
Well, I think he's wanted to. He's been a... There are various times over the last 15 years, he's 10 years even, that he has been a very effective player.
He's we're not even talking about shooting. He's very effective.
Oh, he's a take it to the basket type of shooter.
Right. He's not much of a defensive player. He's a really good scorer. Yeah. He's not much of a shooter. But let's not even talk about offense.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about want
to. He's a good passer.
I don't want to hear about a guy of want to when he's a couple of years away from probably retiring. If he wanted to, he would have. Please. I don't want to hear about want to for a 35-year-old guy.
Okay, are they better with a Russell Westbrook on their roster?
Defensively, no.
I didn't ask that question. Are they better with a Russell Westbrook on the roster?
As a backup, yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
As a backup.
As a backup.
As a backup.
He's a very capable point guard.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So, it would be a piece.
Are you winning a title with him?
Well, I don't know about that.
Are
you winning a title with, pick another guy. He's a part of, he's not a focus. He's just a piece. He's a depth piece.
Right.
And I think you and I have already agreed, although the injury to Holmes changes the view at least a little bit from 10,000 feet on their depth. Because it means that you're counting on another player who, quite frankly, is it too much to say, hasn't been able to be depended on yet. Zeke Nagy's been a Nugget for 3 years. Where is the trust factor for Zeke Nagy? Does that change all of a sudden? You just talked about it with Michael Malone. I doubt it. Maybe. Maybe he sees something or other that he hasn't tipped his hand on yet, but I'm guessing they probably have a pretty good idea of who Zeke Nagy is. Now, maybe Calvin Booth doesn't. Because you're right. Calvin Booth believes in him enough to have tied up money for 4 years with him, 3 years, 4 years, whatever the deal is. So I don't know. It's an intriguing situation now. I feel obviously, I felt like the air got kicked out of me when I woke up the next morning. The injury, when it happened with about a little over 4 minutes left in the game. And then Strother went right down right immediately after that with cramps in a game that they were still in and still trying to win. And I was paying attention to it. I didn't think it would have been something serious, but I felt like the wind got kicked out of me a little bit the next morning. And I felt badly for him. Like, God, you got to be kidding me. Dude played for 26 minutes in his first game and he's out for an entire year. And he's obviously a guy that they had some plans for.
Coming up after the break, what are the plans for the Big 12? Their media day was, for lack of a better phrase, well put together.
Yes.
By their commissioner.
Very well.
Who wants to go out and kick everybody's ass. I know that he's far from doing that with the SEC and the Big Ten, but could the Big 12 be making moves in less than a year and significant ones? That's next. A doubt in my mind. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was
teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. SmileEyeSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's a vehicles contracting rental yard auction featuring cargo vans, trucks, contracting equipment, go-karts, a military truck, toolboxes, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if your siding, windows, doors need a makeover, go with the best. Go with my guys. Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount just named the best siding contractor and the best of Mile High Magazine. They're also top three finalists in windows and doors category. I have worked with them in the past. I love their integrity. Scott came over to the house. I thought it needed a brand new window, and they came out and actually looked at just one window, which most companies aren't going to waste their gas money to do that. So I'm thinking, okay, I got to get a new window. Yeah, well, whatever. And he looks at the window and he goes, oh, it just needs a slight fix. I'm like, do I need the window? He goes, no, I just fixed it. I'm like, wow, you could easily sold me a new window.
Yeah, because you would have bought it.
Of course I would.
Yeah, I would have too.
If I would have known better, I wouldn't have called them. But clearly I didn't. Anyway, go with the best. Integrity, great. Honest, do any size project. Find them online at ParamountSidingAndWindows.com or check out their state-of-the-art showroom in Littleton. If you can't make it out there, they will come to you. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingAndWindows.com.
Big 12 insider Jason Shear is reporting. There is an internal belief in the Big 12 that Florida State and Clemson are likely to join the conference within the next year or so. So, if Florida State and Clemson join the Big 12, how much, if at all, does it ease the pain of losing Texas and Oklahoma?
Oh, I mean, it does. I don't think the Big 12 is in a bad position without, I mean, I think they're in pretty good shape in their current composition, but anytime that you can add pieces like Florida State and Clemson, which are national championship types of pieces, it makes you a better conference. And obviously with UCF down there, if that's the footprint that the Big 12 is going to have, a clearly national footprint, it would make sense to add a couple of pieces like that.
You're already in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to have two schools in Florida.
Three.
UCF, Florida State, and who else?
Oh, no, that's right. Still two. You're right.
But you know what? I think Miami wouldn't be too far behind.
I think Miami, yeah. Is Miami and North Carolina more on a Big 12 arc? I mean, a Big 10 arc, do you think?
Big 10's not looking to add.
Everyone's going to add because 20 is going to be the number.
Everyone is going to add.
Yeah, but not now.
But I don't think the Big 10 is in any hurry to add.
Yeah.
The SEC isn't in any hurry to add. And for Florida State, they'd rather go to the Big Ten or the SEC because of the money, right? So, if Florida State and Clemson go to the Big Ten or the SEC, they're looking at about $70 million per year.
Mm-hmm.
In the Big 12, it's about $40 million per year. What if Florida State, maybe Clemson said, we'll come, we'll go to the Big 12. But you got to give us 10 to 15 more.
That's a tough sell within the constituency, I think. Probably.
How badly do you want them in this sense? When you look at them football-wise, they have a bunch of above-average teams. Let me rephrase that. They have a handful of above-average teams and then some good teams. And it's all about football.
Here's what I would say to that. If you're Brett Yormack and you are running the Big 12 and you're looking to add to what is already a pretty impressive run that this league is on, I think you move heaven and earth to do it. Having said that...
Well, heaven and earth is only money.
Yeah, but so. Having said that, where do Florida State and Clemson have to go? If it's not the Big 12, it ain't the Big 10 right now.
But they can wait.
They can wait. Absolutely. So then it
they don't want to wait. They're already in the courts right now.
Right. Exactly. So my point is right now.
And oh, by the way.
It's the Big 12 or it's nowhere.
And oh, by the way, don't think for a minute that the Big 10 is going to offer the same share to Florida State.
Well, no, they're not.
Anyway,
no,
they're not going to.
Yeah.
And they don't have to.
I mean, it'll be like Rutgers all over again, right? I mean, you bring them in and you don't, I mean, it's more at a reduced rate and then you eventually get to full status. I mean, if Florida State and Clemson are hot to get out of the ACC and out from underneath the umbrella, the Big 12 is the direction that they almost have to go. Or
it's their only road that's open.
That is correct. Or you hang in there and you wait and you are patient and you know there's inevitability of expansion still. It appears as if it's going to be three conferences.
If I am not mistaken, Oregon's not getting a full share of the Big Ten, are they?
I don't think in the first year.
No.
I don't think in the first year.
And who would you rather have, Florida State or Oregon?
I think that they're very comparable.
If you want to break into Florida,
yeah,
you want Florida State.
Sure.
But what team has had far more success in football and
in
basketball?
Yeah. Oregon.
Right.
Yeah. No, you're right. Oregon and Washington's a pretty good get.
And oh, by
for the Big Ten.
And oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a 1-2 punch that I thought was as impressive or more impressive than USC and UCLA.
They are in terms of their recent success.
Yeah. Right.
But.
Well, I mean, yeah.
When you're in LA and you have two marquee schools, not only traditionally in sports,
mm-hmm.
but academically.
Oh, real good. Yes.
I mean, USC, how do I put this? If you looked at the academic schools in the Big Ten right now, it is Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a Big Ten guy.
Michigan's there.
I'm going to lean towards Michigan being number two.
Yep.
and then a close third, USC and UCLA.
Ah.
Combined.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's everyone. And Illinois is a really good school. Wisconsin's a really good school.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Indiana. Come on, Indiana.
Indiana is a great business school.
You're damn right it is.
Top 10 business school.
Yep.
But I didn't graduate in the School of Business.
Yeah. They produced a broadcaster or two. So
that's Dick good. Enberg, Jane Pauley, Joe Buck and I went to college together.
How about that?
Yeah. And then I'm way down the list.
Yeah.
So if Florida and Clemson go, does the dam break and who's next?
Florida State and Clemson.
After them.
Miami and North Carolina. Right? I think. I mean, those are the big four left in the ACC right now. Depending on what you do with Notre Dame, who has a competitive relationship, at least in terms of scheduling, with the ACC.
Oh, God. They put the ACC over a barrel.
Yes, they did.
You can have all of our sports except for the one in which we take all the money from NBC.
Yeah.
That's how desperate the ACC
is. Isn't that
was.
Remarkable that we still live in that world where one school has that and people put up with it? It's interesting to me. But, you know, so it goes.
Well, the ACC would do that. The Big Ten would.
Oh, no.
SEC would do
no,
that.
No, I don't think so either.
Big 12 would.
I think the Big 12 would. I think so. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about those are pieces. And I think that you'd move heaven and earth to get Florida State and Clemson. I really do. But
so
I think,
you'd give them 10 to 20 million.
I don't know about that. I mean, you're talking about you got to go to your rank and file. And I don't think that Yermak is a – I don't think that he's – I think he's got to have a consensus. And would you have a consensus for 15 or 20 million? Would you have forward-thinking presidents that would say, this is a move for the long-time stability, competitiveness, and earning power for the Big 12 by bringing them in? Enough to give them that much more a year at the start, you'd have to have some real assurances that they would be really good long-term partners in that league, I think.
If you look at the long-term, you give them more, full well knowing North Carolina and Miami are not getting more. And anybody else who
right.
wants to come.
Yeah.
And now you've broken in to a whole new market, the Atlantic Coast region.
Yeah, because the Big 12 was really close to Louisville anyway. In the last group, Louisville ended up going ACC, but it was very close to Big 12. So there's already some built-in inroads in that relationship. I don't know. The dissolving of the ACC creates a very interesting proposition in the landscape of big-time college football.
How many Big 12 teams are there?
There are 16.
Got room for four more.
Yes. Yeah. I think 20 is the optimum.
Each conference will have 20.
I would agree.
And then the door is going to be slammed on everybody else.
I mean, Washington State and Oregon State have already found that out.
Coming up after the break, former Ravens wide receiver Jacoby Jones unexpectedly passed away. Jacoby Jones is known for two unbelievable NFL playoff moments.
Yeah.
With that, would you rather have a marginal career, nothing to write home about, and have two signature moments in your career, or have a really good career, very good career? We're going to take money out of it. Have a really good career, but zero signature moments, and you're really not remembered for anything special.
Hmm.
That's next.
Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
My Wrangler jeans from Walmart are legit my favorite go-to pants. They got that slim cut that's always fresh for going out.
Hey, what's up?
They're durable enough, even for my shift.
Water wrap.
And stretchy enough for when I want to kick back and chill with a movie. So basically, they can do it all, and on my budget. I mean, come on. You really can't beat all that. Shop your Wrangler pants at Walmart.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, smileysports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's a vehicles, contracting, and rental yard auction featuring cargo vans, trucks, contracting equipment, and military truck toolboxes, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to rollerauction.com/MHS, and they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
Former Ravens wide receiver Jacoby Jones unexpectedly passed away at the age of 40 over the weekend. Jones never had a great career, but is best known for two things: that catch against the Broncos in the 2012 playoffs sent the game to overtime, and he also returned a kickoff 108 yards for a touchdown in that ensuing Super Bowl. It is the longest play in Super Bowl history. So let's take money out of the equation completely to even the playing field. Would you rather have a career like Jones, which was meh outside of two signature moments, or a career, and I'm just picking a guy, I'm not picking on him because I like him very much, actually, or a career like Emmanuel Sanders, who was an excellent wide receiver but never truly had a signature moment? Both won a Super Bowl.
I would go with Jacoby Jones and his path. I think the fact that you have two indelible moments, I mean, the second that I heard about Jacoby Jones, first of all, how sad at the age of 40 to lose your life, and we don't know all the circumstances surrounding it, but be that as it may, there was an immediate identification of two plays that are indelible in our brains.
On ESPN, the headline was Super Bowl hero passes away.
Yeah, I mean, 108-yard return, not to mention the pass against the Broncos. That Broncos country is still smarting from, you know, a big moment from Joe Flacco. But Yeah, I mean, when I think of Jacoby Jones-Hall, I always think of those two plays. And I thought about him yesterday when I heard about this. That's what I thought about. Because you always go back to an image of a person, right? And in the lack of having a personal moment with Jacoby Jones, which I didn't, you go immediately to those moments that he will be remembered for. And those are pretty indelible.
Okay, let's take it down to another level. Not down necessarily, mm-hmm. but try and draw a parallel. Would you rather have a career like Terrell Davis, dominated for three seasons, won two Super Bowls, an MVP, or be Frank Gore, who is third all-time on the NFL's rushing list? Or Curtis Martin, same thing.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'd rather be TD.
And by the way,
and I don't think, frankly, it's really even that close.
By the way, Curtis Martin is sixth all-time.
Yeah.
On the all-time rushing
list. I mean, you're talking about, yeah, it would be Terrell Davis. Two championships, 2,000-yard rushing season. Yeah. Although, you know, because how do we think of Curtis Martin and Frank Gore in truth? We know they were great accumulators because they both had great longevity in their career. And you don't dismiss that. You appreciate it, right?
I'm going to flip this around a little bit. Not that I'm necessarily trying to change your mind, but what we haven't talked about is with Emmanuel Sanders or Frank Gore is living in the moment. When Jacoby Jones lined up on the field, he was not really the first option. Might not have even been the second option. So every time he went to training camp, he probably thought, am I in danger of losing my job?
Except he was a great returner and was probably more important to them in the return game than he was as a receiver.
I'm sorry, no one's getting overly excited about playing special teams. It's about if you're a wide...
Devin Hester is calling you.
Thank you for the singular example outside of Billy White Shoes Johnson. You understand my point. When you are a wide receiver... You want to play offense.
Yes. Okay? Well, he did. I mean, he did. He just...
Jacoby Jones was never truly part of the offense like Emmanuel Sanders was.
Correct.
He never got a chance to eat every single game.
Right.
Okay? So when you look at the career of Emmanuel Sanders, he probably looked forward to coming to work every single day knowing he was definitely playing on Sundays. He was going to be a part of that offense year after year after year. For Jacoby Jones... It was a nice career, and he was never truly involved.
Yeah, he was probably a two or a three, maybe even a three for about 5 years.
On a team that didn't have great wide receivers.
Right.
Think about that for a second.
Right.
Now let's look at Terrell Davis. Would you rather play all those years because you love the game and you love being in that locker room, love being around the fellas? You're having a great career. You're playing for really good teams. And you have an extended career. What did he play? 10, 15 years? As opposed to Terrell Davis, who really got in 3.5. And then his career was over. And that's why I'm going a little deeper on this as well.
But it's the shine of those 5 or 6 years, right?
Yeah, but you know what? If you ask Terrell Davis what he would want, a longer career or all those accolades... He might lean towards the accolades, but I think he would have liked to have played for 10 or 12 years.
Yeah, I think you can have...
His career was cut short, and when you are a football player,
when
you identify with your career and it's ripped away from you in the way that it was...
But I can't imagine he'd trade it.
I'm not saying he would.
I mean, I just...
So I'm asking you, would you rather have a long career doing what you love or a very, very short career and... have some signature moments and be done really by the age of 26. That's it.
I mean, that's a really tough one because if you put it in terms of Terrell Davis and his career, it'd be pretty hard to turn your back on his career.
I agree. Let's go one more example. Would you rather have Mike Shanahan's career, won two Super Bowls, did it 2 years in a row, then won a single playoff game the final 14 years of his career, or be Mike Tomlin, just won a single championship, but has never had a losing season during his 17 years as the Steelers head coach, and he's had some other playoff successes.
Mike Tomlin is a Hall of Fame coach. I think Mike Shanahan will be a Hall of Fame coach. But if you're giving me a team that can win every year, and I take away...
Over two Super Bowls, huh? Back to back. Hard to do.
It is very hard to do.
But then what happened after that?
But you've won one. You've won one, and you're winning every year, which means that you're basically a playoff team every year, so you've got chances to get another one. I don't know. I mean, it, and I don't even know if it's splitting hairs, but I think I would probably nod. See, the problem is that I know Mike Tomlin's career, and then I know what happened with Mike Shanahan's career. Having said that, Mike Shanahan is a, his legacy has been difference making, right? Mike Shanahan's legacy and what he has given to the game continues to be, to give back now, even all these years later.
Which is ironic considering he is identified with the Denver Broncos. He is identified with failure with the then Washington Redskins. Mm-hmm. But what you just mentioned had nothing to do with Denver.
Yeah,
right. Unless you want to include Gary Kubiak.
Right. No, you're right.
It all happened in Washington.
Which is interesting. So you talk about his success was in Denver, but his lingering legacy is from the work that he did in Washington.
Right.
Pretty amazing stuff. But if you're giving me the choice for being a winner every year, and I know I'm going to be a winner, that means opportunity to be in the playoffs, which Pittsburgh has been. They've got one Super Bowl during Mike Tomlin's time to show for it. That'd be pretty hard to show to turn your back on, I think. I think it would be. Everything else being equal.
I know we are getting off track here. When the Pittsburgh Steelers have had three coaches.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second. How many head coaches have the Broncos had in the last 6 years?
Yeah. Okay. 6 minutes.
With
I mean,
that,
that's what it feels like.
If you took the top, so if you look at those three guys, give me an organization that has had a cumulative collection of three head coaches that are better. San Francisco, maybe. Would you have Walsh, Seifert, Harbaugh? I mean, I'm just throwing out any organization. Landry, Jimmy Johnson, who?
Yeah, right. Fair. Yeah, that's a thinker.
Right.
That's a thinker.
If they had the best trio of head coaches of all time.
How about the stability of the Steelers, too?
Yeah.
And they never knee-jerk. They never, you know, they never lose their brains. They're always just very firm in the way that they've done things. That's a great credit to the Rooney family, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, unbelievable. You can make the argument that it is the best ownership in NFL history.
Right. Right. Well, Kansas City might have a case. Stram.
Yeah.
Reed and Schottenheimer.
Yeah.
But still not as good.
Yeah, Stram. Yeah.
Not as good.
No, not as good.
Nope.
Not as good. And that's with Marty, who I think you and I, well, I know I love
like
Marty Schottenheimer.
Yeah, so do I.
Love him.
Yep. Yeah, I think the Steelers win.
I do too.
I'm looking at every team right now in the league, just and I'm thinking who'd be better.
Who would be?
Nobody. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll discuss what the Rockies did with the number 3 overall pick in last night's MLB draft, and what did Christian Brown say about him potentially joining the starting lineup? That's up next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
Make
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
My Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I could stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, vehicles, contracting, rental yard, auction featuring cargo vans, trucks, go-karts, tractors, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com.
Just in case you missed it, presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 30 years, with locations in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
All righty, guys. Just in case you missed it, in last night's MLB draft, the Rockies picked third overall and selected Charlie Condon, a third baseman slash outfielder out of Georgia. Condon won the Golden Spikes Award this year as the best amateur player in the United States. Chase Burns, a pitcher they had their eye on, went second overall to the Reds, so the Rockies went with the position player. What did you think of the pick of Charlie Condon?
Well, you can't go wrong with the guy who led the SEC in hitting, OPS, and 37 home runs. Golden Spike winner with size. He plays a handful of different positions, most notably third base and outfield. It was he or probably the kid from Florida at that point, as soon as Burns was off the table.
Who's the comp on him?
Chris Bryant is the comp.
That's a great comp.
It is a great comp. You take that comp all day. Around here, you probably cringe a little. But let's not forget that Chris Bryant came into the world a very highly regarded third baseman.
And ironically, the Rockies wanted him desperately,
yes,
but the Cubs took him instead.
Isn't that interesting that, you know, life repeats itself? Here we are. Hey, look, it's another very young, it's a mature hitter. Eric and I were talking off the air a minute ago. If you are a mature hitter in the SEC, that makes you a different type of player because you're seeing pro pitching basically every single night. So this is a guy that you should have no problems with.
Who played
with
for the national title again? Tennessee?
It was Tennessee and Texas A&M.
Oh, what conference are they?
That would be out of the SEC.
So that means this guy has faced those pitchers.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Not to mention Florida, South Carolina, and the rest. They're all really, really good. And that doesn't even count Vanderbilt, which I know people chuckle about Vanderbilt. Go check their baseball credentials.
Who was the best football conference this past year?
That would be, well, isn't it every year?
Yeah.
The SEC.
Who's the best baseball conference?
The SEC.
Can you make the case that the SEC was the best basketball conference?
Well, I...
Can you make the case?
Yes, you could argue it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could argue it.
Just in case you missed it, Christian Brown in an interview with the Denver Post said he refuses to assume the open spot in the Nuggets rotation is his. As he said, I haven't done anything in this league yet. He also said, I've got to go take it. It is not written in that I'm going to be the starter and I don't approach it that way. I never will. What do you think of this approach by Christian Brown?
I would be surprised if it were anything other than the way that he's approaching it. Nothing is given. Everything is earned. That's one of the reasons you love a guy like Christian Brown.
He certainly said the right thing.
Yeah. I mean, you better go out and do it.
He's the incumbent. How's that?
Yeah. Or the heir apparent, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know? So, absolutely. But I love his attitude. There's nothing not to like about Christian Brown. You just hope that he can hit some shots.
All right, just in case you missed it, Carlos Alcaraz won his fourth major title and second at Wimbledon by defeating Novak Djokovic in straight sets yesterday morning. So this year, the 21-year-old made easier work of Djokovic than last year's final when they went the full five sets at the Wimbledon. Has Carlos Alcaraz already cemented his place among the tennis greats?
What is that?
Not yet.
Is that four majors now?
Yeah.
Four majors? He's not there yet.
He's 21.
Yet. Now he's beating Djokovic at the end of his career,
right.
And to his credit, Djokovic, who had some interesting moments at Wimbledon with the patrons, but nonetheless, he's very candid about where Alcaraz is right now, where he is relative to Alcaraz. I mean, I think clearly that torch has been passed. I don't think that Djokovic is done yet. Yeah, I mean, what is Alcaraz, 21 years old?
Here's one way to put it. Okay, if Patrick Mahomes retired today, is he one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game?
He's maybe the greatest quarterback that ever played.
If Alcaraz retires today, is he one of the greatest tennis players of all time? Not even close.
No.
And that's my point. So is he there yet? No. I was talking to a good friend of mine, Andy Zoden, who does work on Mile High Sports Radio. He does a national tennis podcast. Mm-hmm. With Matt Vilander,
mm-hmm.
and he's also the head pro at Columbine Country Club. He knows more about tennis than anybody I know. He and I were talking on the phone yesterday. I said, what separates Alcaraz from everybody else? He brought up Federer, Nadal, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant. He brought up the greats of the greats, and he said, this is the one thing that makes Alcaraz different than all of the rest. And I love that. And I love what he said. He said all those other guys, they hated to lose more than they loved to win.
Yeah,
Alcaraz loves to win more than he hates to lose.
Man.
He always has a smile on his face. If he loses, okay, that's fine. On to the next. It's just a very different attitude.
Very likable dude.
Right. Sampras always played with a stone face.
Yep.
Okay. Yvonne Lendl, stone face. Connors and McEnroe were volatile, but always had a scowl on their face.
Yeah.
Alcaraz always has a smile.
Agreed.
Very likable. It is unfortunate. I mean, not unfortunate, but think about this for a second. How would we be viewing Alcaraz if he were an American here in the United States?
Oh, he'd be an upcoming, ongoing superstar. He would be huge. And he's going to be a huge commercial hit anyway. I mean, his time is coming.
It is, but we thought that about Federer and Nadal and Djokovic, and that never really came. Overseas, yes. in Europe, yes.
Yeah.
Not necessarily over here.
Not megastars, no. Agreed.
That was a Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it. If you want to walk in any store, you can, and try out the appliances before you buy them. When you buy a car, you want to take it for a test drive, right? Well, you can do that at Mountain High Appliance. Also, if you want to redesign your kitchen, you can do it there, too. They have a whole staff set up to make that happen. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Just how big of a blow is losing a rookie? That's next.
My Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I could stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Fresh Step knows you'd do anything for your cat. From getting them food that's nicer than yours to letting them take a midday nap on your keyboard. So why settle for basic litter? Switch to Fresh Step. Fresh Step cat litter locks in liquid and odor on contact, giving you up to 15 days of odor control. Learn more at freshstep.com. Step it up to Fresh Step with superior odor control. Versus leading value clumping litter, Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Febreze is used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to school creeping up? Don't sweat it. Ollie Mood Supplements protect your inner chill. Bring home Hello Happy or Goodbye Stress today and do wellness on your terms. Find Ollie at a store near you or at OLLY.com.
Ollie!
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.